The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, a terrible story in England. A soccer player, the former Sunderland and England player, Adam Johnson. Adam Gilchrist, good morning.
Good morning, yes, Adam Johnson found guilty of sexual activity with a child, an admiring 15-year-old female fan, 14 when she first met him, and he sent 100 text messages, essentially grooming her. And he did admit a couple of things at the start of the trial. He changed his plea there, but he's since been found guilty of a sexual act as well, as the judge put it, brought down by desire and arrogance. And this is a guy, you know, 28 years of age, the peak of his powers, really, for Sunderland, 14 caps for England, no, 12 caps for England, but anyway, he could now get 10 years in prison. He's already been sacked by Sunderland. He's lost his £60,000 a week salary. He's in disgrace, obviously, and could, as I say, get 10 years in jail. But there's also a question mark. How much did the club know? Because for the last 10 months after his initial arrest, he's been playing for Sunderland. He saved them from relegation last season. He saved the club millions of pounds, arguably, in the process. Did they know? Should he have been suspended whilst the case went ahead? It's a tricky one, certainly a tricky call made by the club in playing him.
And from soccer to rugby.
Yeah, this is a big call, isn't it? 70 doctors and medical specialists have signed a letter calling for contact-free rugby for children. Certainly in the UK, and I think this is probably true mostly worldwide, that there's no contact up to the age of 9, and then the tackle becomes introduced. Well, according to these medics, they want the British and Irish governments to take the tackle out of rugby for anyone under the age of 18. And they say there's a 28% risk of injury to a child rugby player, including concussion and spine and back injuries and so forth, and that the only way forward is non-contact. But you can imagine there's quite a backlash as well.
Well, you have to change the name of the game then. It wouldn't be rugby.
Well, there is that thought. Yes, would it just be playground tag?
That's right. It wouldn't be rugby. All right, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.